Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa.
WDEZ.
Did you hear about this? This guy that could face 6 years in prison because of the Monday Night Football game?
For what?
Him and his wife had a bet, okay?
Okay.
And this is interesting because they're watching.
Get to the point.
They're watching the bar. They're watching the game at a bar in Mayville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they had a bet on the game.
Okay.
And she is a Packers fan. He is a Bears fan. They're happily married.
Okay.
And the winner got to tase the loser. Okay.
What?
They used a taser.
Is he a cop?
No, he just has a taser.
A taser.
He just has a taser, yeah. And they lost, so part of the bet is he tased his wife's butt.
Oh!
She had clothes on, everything. He tased her through there and left a burn mark on her butt cheek, and she was not happy about it, so she called the cops on him. He can now face 6 years in prison.
Talk about a sore loser.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So they had this bet. They had agreed to it. He did it to her. And then he's getting charged with felony possession of an electric weapon.
Well, yeah.
You think that's funny?
Yes, it's hilarious.
That's rude is what that is.
Here's your WDEZ club keyword.
There's them right. Was he the Packer fan or the Bear fan?
He was the Bears fan because his team won, so he got to tase her.
So he'll go to jail. Good. That's what you get for being a Bears fan. Jail time.
Wow.
Taser is going to be your keyword. Taser. T-A-S-E-R. I want a taser for you. I want you to sign a contract that you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe
that'll be our next bet with Bear Fan Mark. We'll tase each other.
That's hilarious.
Taser is your keyword.
Shows you, men, don't mess with your wife.
24 hours to enter it into your club account.
This is stupid. Why do stupid people come out of Wisconsin?
Exactly.
Hi.
I know, right? I just got attacked by a dart gun.
No, it wasn't. Don't say that. It was a Nerf gun.
No,
don't say it was.
Gun.
I wasn't trying to kill you.
It's all fine until you hit somebody in the eye. You just nailed me in the eye.
And it misfired, and then I slammed my elbow into the door, and that really hurt.
All right. What's the forecast look like?
Oh, stop throwing those at me. Light rain and snow ending this morning. Some partial clearing this afternoon. 40. What? Stop it.
What's the temperature like?
I don't know. It's hot. It's hot in the studio. Jeez, 34 in Mosin, 37 in Instagram. Stop it.
Billy Stop it. Hey, girl. Great country. 101.9.
Ow, why are you
noggin'? WDEZ. WDEZ, Billy Currington, hey girl. I am winded this morning. I just had to hide underneath the council here because I got attacked by a Nerf gun.
I'm sorry.
Really?
No.
Would you grow up? Would you bring some...
Sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag. Would you bring some class to the workplace? Man.
No.
But anyway, CMA is going on tonight, and we're playing our Brian and
First
Vanessa.
Ever.
It's the Brian and Vanessa CMA Challenge.
First ever. We're
yes.
going to try it out. So.
Exactly. We're going to be tweeting this. We're going to be Facebooking it.
And we're going to be drinking.
And we're going to be drinking every time they show Taylor Swift, every time there's a song about a truck or
and
rain.
A tailgate.
And every time Luke Bryan shakes his butt.
Every time Brad and Carrie are funny.
So
every time Eric Church wears his aviators.
I just got a Facebook message from my wife. It says, are we really drinking tonight for the CMAs? Are we doing a drinking game? I said, yes, are you in? She says, well, I have to for the sake of the show. But is Vanessa drinking non-alcoholic wine? I said, why? She said, well, because otherwise she'll be sleeping by the time the hosts even come on.
It's true. It doesn't take much for me at all. No. Especially when I come to your house.
Yeah. And your bedtime's like 8 o'clock. So how are you going to make it through the CMAs
tonight? I have been a night owl. I usually am up until like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I've been going to bed, yes, at 8, 8:30.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you gotta suck it up for the
I'm
going to
rally
tomorrow.
for the show. And I don't know what to do without a hangover. I do not want a hangover tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So I don't know. I might have to drink, pop Advil, a glass of water, drink, pop Advil.
Pedialyte
really?
Works.
Okay.
Yeah, keeps you hydrated.
All right.
Blake Shelton, God Gave Me You. He'll be performing tonight on the CMAs. WDEZ. 101.9 WDEZ. Brian Scott and Vanessa Ryan. It is 8:06.
Remember when you said the story about the tasing of the man and the wife?
Yeah.
And how she's suing him now because they made a bet.
Yes.
And whoever won got to tase the other.
Uh-huh.
We just got a text in at 39327 that said they're actually from Illinois. They're just temporarily working in Mayville.
Well,
that makes
sense.
I made the comment that why are all these stupid people from Wisconsin? They're not. They're from Illinois, which makes sense. Completely.
So it's the stupid people from Illinois that are visiting Wisconsin.
Yes, that I can accept that better than it being a stupid Wisconsin person.
So it's a fib.
Do you know what that means? Nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't say it. You can't say what it means.
A friendly Illinois boy.
Oh, that's not what I, that's not what I was taught it meant.
Isn't that what it means?
No.
Oh, that's
what
I thought it meant.
My dad lied to me. Holy cow. Wow.
All right. Well, you'll have to tell me off the air exactly what it means then, because I was always thought it was something nice to be telling them.
I'm new.
Like, I always wondered why we'd be driving down the road and somebody passed me. I'm like, hey, you fib. And I wave, and then they give me the bird. I'm like, wow, they're very rude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I always thought it was friendly Illinois boy. That's not what it is, though.
Nope.
Huh? Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, I, you know, I'm very nervous about this because
you're making me sweat. I don't, when I sweat, that means I'm nervous.
I don't like to put myself out there at all. You know, and but I just when coming in and having you fill in and do the show here, it just it brightens my day where I just so much. Oh. I felt like I needed to do something for you.
Really?
And I did. I just I felt so moved. And then all of a sudden it came to me. I will write a song.
Brian.
So I wrote a song for you. And then I'm like, I got to get someone to record this. And I thought, you know what? It's just not going to be the same if somebody else records, because they're not going to be able to get the emotion out like I can. Even though I my wife has told me that I should never sing in public. She didn't even like it when I sing in the shower.
I like your voice, though. We talked about this.
I'm going out there for you, and I recorded this song for you. And I would like you to hear it for the first time.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess there's no time like the present.
Okay. Well, this, Vanessa Ryan, is from my heart to yours. A very special request. Here we go.
Our mics turn on, music stops, give the time and we check the temp.
I like your voice.
I look at her, she looks at me, and we don't know what to say. But there's a sound we want to know. What does Vanessa say?
Hi.
What does Vanessa say?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Brian.
Oh my goodness.
Brian.
Oh my goodness.
Stop it.
Brian. Scott. Idiot.
Ryan Scott.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
Are you done now?
Oh my god.
Are you done?
Oh my god.
Can I get I'm done before I push the button here?
I'm done.
Thank you.
Brian, that was so funny and so sweet and so amazing. I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
Oh, no. Hey.
WDEZ.
Toby Keith, who is your daddy? Great Country 101.9 WDEZ.
I'm sorry.
Why do you
want to apologize right now?
For what? You're going to shoot me again with the Nerf gun, are you?
No, a video just got posted on our Facebook page of you getting attacked and you hiding under. You hid underneath
that,
the board.
No, I did
and
not.
And then you attacked
hide.
Me. I don't
first
know how much,
all,
how long. The, I think the video is pretty.
All, I did not hide underneath the desk.
You did, actually.
One of the darts went down there, one of the Nerf darts, so
no.
I went under there to
no,
get
no,
it for
no,
you.
No.
I would not hide like
no.
a baby.
No. That's not what happened.
Whatever.
You can go check out the video.
Whatever.
And we lost a like as soon as it got posted.
We lost a like?
Uh-huh, on our Facebook page.
Oh, so you offended somebody with the
ambush. Well,
I
think it'd be cool if we could get up to like 12,000 likes. It's a nice even number. I don't like odd numbers.
What do we have right now?
We have like 11,798. So if someone could like us on Facebook or tell your friends, I need even numbers.
We got to bribe them. We should come up with something to bribe them with tomorrow.
Well, I have a video of you being attacked by me and getting shot in the eye and hiding underneath
this. Yeah.
And then
I was not hiding.
Go check out the video.
I was not hiding.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. 101.9 WDEZ.